This is the Deliberate Talks Weekly Podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
This is the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshina Dyantaya, bringing you intriguing brand narratives every alternate week. And today, we talk about the iconic Danish toy company, which has left a lasting legacy worldwide. But what does the world's largest toy company, Lego, Cornwall, a destination that's renowned for its beaches, and beachcombers have in common? Well, it's the world-famous incident of the Lego lost at sea. Since its founding in 1932, Lego has inspired generations with timeless building blocks, fostering creativity, imagination, and problem-solving skills. With its enduring popularity, Lego continues to bring joy, education, and endless possibilities to children and adults alike. But the history of Lego goes back to Denmark in the early 1930s. Ole Kirk Christiansen, a carpenter and a toy maker, established the Lego Group in 1932. The name Lego is derived from a Danish word called legot, meaning play well. Initially, the company produced only wooden toys, including pullback ducks and cars, and it was only in 1947 that Lego introduced its first plastic toys. Throughout the 1960s and 70s, Lego expanded its product lines, introducing theme sets such as Lego Town, Lego Castle, and Lego Space. The company also introduced the iconic Lego minifigures in 1978, which added a new level of playability and storytelling to Lego creations. While the brand has seen serious challenges like being on the brink of bankruptcy in 2003, one incident went on to create a conversation fascinating enough to be discussed even today. On the 13th of February 1997, a cargo ship called Tokyo Express was hit by a freak storm wave about 20 miles off coast of Cornwall in UK. The wave caused the ship to flip, resulting in a loss of 62 shipping containers, one of which was filled with an estimate of 4.8 million Lego pieces. The Lego pieces in the container were predominantly from their AquaZone line, which included pieces like flippers, octopuses, life jackets, spear guns, sharks, scuba tanks, and many more. Ever since the incident, Lego pieces from this cargo spill has been washing up on the beaches, particularly in Cornwall and also around the world. The colorful and distinct Lego attracted beachcombers and a dedicated group of collectors known as the Lego Hunters, who actively search for these lost treasures. The event soon became a local sensation, and also Lego Lost at Sea story captured the attention of people around the world. Out of 4.8 million Lego pieces on board, about 3.2 million were light enough to float and were also commonly found across 40 beaches in Cornwall, as reported by BBC in 2014. A British writer and beachcomber, Tracy Williams, started a Facebook page called Lego Lost at Sea to document these finds. She also published her book Adrift, where she tells the story of how this incident opened her eyes to the problem of plastics in our ocean. Though this was an unexpected incident, the Lego Lost at Sea project not only captured the world's attention, but also raised awareness about the lasting impact of plastic on our environment. Today, Lego emphasizes on sustainability, zero wastage, and environmental responsibilities. In fact, in 2018, they also committed to using sustainable materials in their products and packaging by the year 2030. That's it for today. Given a chance, what would you collect from the Lego Lost at Sea collection? Think about it, and meanwhile, don't forget to subscribe to the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks and the Pixelated Egg. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.